December 22, 1927 Sacrifices of Writing. How one who operates only for God encloses a divine life in his act. How one who is chosen for a mission encloses all the goods which others must receive. How all redeemed ones turn around the celestial Mama. The creation, mirror of man. After having spent almost an entire night writing, I was feeling exhausted of strength, and I thought to myself, how many sacrifices, how this blessed writing costs me. But what will be the utility, the good, the glory I give to my Creator? If with these sacrifices I will be able to make known the kingdom of the divine fiat, so much the better. But if I do not obtain this, my sacrifices of writing will be useless and empty and without effects. Now, while I was thinking about this, my lovable Jesus came out from within my interior, and clasping me to himself to give me strength, he told me, "Beloved daughter of my divine volition, courage and going forward, nothing is useless of what is done for me. In fact, when the soul does even just one act for me, she comes to enclose the whole of me within her act. And by enclosing me, her act acquires the value of a divine life, which is more than sun. And the sun, by its own nature, excels over all other things in giving light, heat and effects of innumerable goods to all the earth. So, everything that is done for me, by its own nature, must bring the effects of the great good which the divine life contains. Moreover, you must know that all the knowledges and manifestations which I give you about my will, and which you write on paper, do not depart from you, but remain centralized in you like rays inside their sphere. And this sphere is my very divine will reigning in you, which delights with great love in adding ever new rays which it makes with its knowledges in the sphere, so that creatures may find enough light to know it, and in rapturing attractions to love it. All the rays to form the kingdom of the divine will be enclosed in the sphere. And all the rays, starting from within one single sphere, will have one single purpose, to form my kingdom. However, each ray will have a distinct office. One ray will enclose the sanctity of my divine fiat and will bring sanctity. Another, happiness and joy, and will invest those who want to live in it with happiness and joy. Another ray will enclose peace and will consolidate all in the peace. Another, strength. Another, light and heat. And the children of my kingdom will be strong, will have light to do good and to flee from evil, and ardent love to love what they possess. And so with all the other rays which will start from within the sphere. Now, all the children of my will be invested by these rays, they will move around them. Even more, each ray will feed their souls, and they will suckle from them the life of my fiat. So, what will be your happiness in seeing all the good, the happiness, the sanctity, the peace and everything else, descend into the midst of the children of my kingdom from inside your sphere, by virtue of these rays? And then, the complete glory that these creatures will give to their Creator for having known the kingdom of my will, ascend again within those very rays. There's no good which will not descend through you, by virtue of the sphere of my will placed in you, nor glory which will not ascend again along the same way. When I choose a creature for a mission that must bring universal good into the midst of the human family, first I fix and enclose all the goods in the chosen one, who must contain all the superabundant good which others must receive, who, perhaps, will not even take everything that the chosen creature encloses. This happened in the Immaculate Queen, who is chosen to be the mother of the Eternal Word, and therefore the mother of all redeemed ones. Everything that they were to do, and all the good they were to receive, was enclosed and fixed inside the Sovereign Queen of Heaven, as though inside a sun's sphere, in such a way that all the redeemed ones move around the sun of the Celestial Mama. In such a way that she, more than most tender mother, does nothing but feed her rays to her children, to nourish them with her light, with her sanctity, with her maternal love. But how many of the rays that she spreads have not been taken by creatures, because, ungrateful, they do not all draw around this celestial mother? So, One who is chosen must possess more than what all others together should possess. Just as all find light in the sun, in such a way that all creatures do not take the whole expanse of its light and the intensity of its heat, so it happened with my mama. The goods which she contains are such and so many that, more than sun, she spreads the beneficial effects of her vital and vivifying rays. And so it will be for the one who has been chosen for the kingdom of my will. See then, how the sacrifice of writing will be repaid to you. First, the good of the ray of that knowledge is fixed in you. And then, you will see that good descend through you into the midst of creatures, and, in return, the glory of the good which they will do, ascend again within that same light. How happy you will be in heaven, and will thank me for the sacrifices I had you make. My daughter, when a work is great, universal, and encloses many goods which all can enjoy, greater sacrifices are needed, and the one who is chosen to be the first must be disposed to give and sacrifice her life as many times for as many goods as she encloses, in order to give, together with those goods, her very life for the good of her other brothers. Did I not do the same in redemption? Don't you perhaps want to imitate me? After this, I continued my round in the creation in order to follow the acts of the divine will present in it. And my beloved Jesus added, My daughter, before man was created, first I wanted to create the whole creation, which was to serve as mirror for man, and as he would reflect himself in it, it was to serve him so that he might copy within himself the works of his Creator. The copy of all creation which he was to make within himself was to be such and so great, that all the reflections of it were to be seen in man, like a mirror, and all the reflections of him in the creation. So, they were to reflect themselves in each other. God loved man more than the whole creation, and this is why first he wanted to form for him the mirror of his works, so that, reflecting himself in it, he was to copy the order, the harmony, the light, the firmness of the works of the one who had created him. But, ungrateful, man does not look at this mirror in order to copy it, and this is why he is disordered, his works are without harmony, clashing, like one who wants to play without learning music, instead of giving pleasure to those who listen to him, he causes bother and discontentment. The good he does is without light and heat, and therefore without life, and inconstant at each blowing of the wind. This is why I call one who must live in my divine will to reflect herself in the creation, so that, moving around within it, she may find the stairs in order to ascend in the order of my will.